Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's March 25th, 2011. Debt protection and credit insurance products can cancel or suspend consumer credit card debt under circumstances such as death, disability, or involuntary unemployment. In 2009, consumers spent about $2.4 billion on 24 million accounts for debt protection products. A group led by Alicia Puente-Cackley, a director in GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment team, recently reviewed the marketing of these products and the value they provide to consumers. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Alicia to learn more.
What exactly are debt protection and credit insurance products, and how do they work?
There are really two different products that we're talking about. Debt protection products, which are offered by the credit card companies, and that product gives the cardholder the ability to suspend or cancel a part of their obligation to repay a debt in the event of either a death or disability or potentially even involuntary unemployment and other events too. Credit insurance products, on the other hand, are offered. It's a three-way process between the credit card company, an insurance company, and the cardholder. So the insurance company provides an insurance policy that the credit card issuer then offers to the cardholder. And the major difference between those two kinds of products is that debt protection products are regulated by the federal government and credit insurance products are regulated by state regulators. And therefore, those regulations vary a lot more across the different states.
Your report looks at some of the advantages and disadvantages that these products offer for consumers. Can you elaborate on these?
Sure. There's a number of advantages that consumers just have peace of mind. They also have protection of their credit rating in those circumstances. They're also products that are easy to find. They're widely available. And if you're looking for something like that, they're very easy to acquire through your credit card company. On the other hand, they're also relatively expensive in the sense that the fees that one pays on a monthly basis can be substantial relative to the financial benefit that you receive in the event of a financial hardship.
Your team looked more closely at that financial benefit that many consumers receive from these products. Can you expand on that a bit?
Sure. We acquired data from the 9 largest credit card issuers, and we had a third party analyze the data for us because it was proprietary information that they provided. And from that, we were able to calculate the percentage of total earnings in the aggregate across those 9 companies, the percentage that went in financial benefit to the consumer, the percentage that went to administrative expenses and reserves, and the percent that was pre-tax earnings or pre-tax profit. And that percentage that goes to the consumer is 21%. There's 24% in administrative expenses and 55% in earnings, which is a pretty large percentage in general.
Federal oversight of financial products will soon be shifting to the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What steps is GAO recommending that institution take with respect to these credit card debt protection products, and how could this ultimately affect consumers?
GAO is recommending that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau factor into its oversight of debt protection products a consideration of the financial benefits and costs that these products have for consumers, so that they consider those things in their regulation, in their examinations of these products. We're also recommending that the Bureau factor into their consumer education programs the need to improve consumers' ability to understand and assess these products. It's important for them to know what they're buying so that they can make a good assessment of whether it's the right product for them.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.